Well, I think today, given what we've gone through, any degree of positive thought, optimism, presence by any player is beneficial for anybody in our league today.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an important ingredient, too. As you've indicated, he has been very successful in establishing a presence and a positive presence within the community. In our view, that's very important. And three, he's a very, very good young player and a defenseman. They're hard to come by. He's important in all of those aspects that you mentioned, John.
Are there comparables?
Well, there is, because in effect, the dynamics that we've seen in our CBA in the last few years, organizations have recognized the importance of contracting with players on a post-entry level basis so that they secure their rights for a longer term, so that they're not prejudiced in any way by any free agency rights or interference. So the Boston Bruins have done that for Tyler Seguin. The Edmonton Oilers have done that for Eberle and Hall. Carolina has done it for Skinner. The Jets have done it for Kane. So there's precedent for that in our industry today. And I can't speak for clubs, but I think once a club recognizes that a player has a substantial presence on that team, and two, they want to secure their rights so that they're not competing with free agency rights, it's been a precedent that's been established in our business.
So, Donnie, are there discussions planned, or is this at a standstill at all?
Well, we have a good relationship with Montreal, and this is it's a professional negotiation. It's not personal in any way, and I give Marc Bergevin, the Canadiens, credit that it's been professional in every respect to date. So we'll continue to have discussions, yes.
Hopeful that he's in the lineup Saturday night?
That would be nice. That would be nice, but I'm not sure that's a possibility at this point in time.
So.